Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sometimes we do random topics. These are random facts.
I love random facts. I like learning.
May leave you a little troubled, some of them.
Okay.
Or you'll go, well, it didn't hurt me before I knew. Not going to hurt me now.
Okay.
Yeah. One of them kind of bothers me. I'm not going to lie. If you have surgery where they need to move your organs around,
yeah,
the organs they move may not function for a day or two because your body has assumed they are dead.
Wow. So
just moving them?
Yes.
So trauma, like surgeons probably have to be pretty careful and precise with how they do things.
Yeah.
I think that's very
careful. Yeah.
Yep.
Nah. I sure hope they are if I ever get surgery.
I don't know. I like a good sloppy surgeon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So let's just guess where the problem's at.
Go in there. Mix up my guts.
Yeah,
go for it.
Look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Sloppy surgeon.
What's a sloppy surgeon?
I mean, I'm sure a surgeon would identify some surgeons. Like, you know, like there are various degrees of good
of course.
And bad. And I'm sure there are some surgeons who look at somebody and go, sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Don't like that. When a mosquito bites you in order to clear room in its body for the blood, it pees on you first, as if it's not insulting enough.
Oh, how do they have room in there for pee? I thought it was just blood somehow. I don't know.
Well, it pees so the blood could go in.
Yeah, it has to. It gets rid of it.
Does it
makes
blood?
More space.
Does it pee blood? No, it pees pee.
It pees pee.
You have both. Why can't a mosquito have both?
Because there's so little of a mosquito.
They have less.
Yeah.
They don't have the
same
amount of
you. They're smaller than you.
Hey, guys, real quick, I Urban Dictionary'd sloppy surgeon.
Oh, boy.
Well, nothing came back, but the closest result was a Borkin Chorkin.
Borkin Chorkin?
A Borkin Chorkin?
Oh, man, I got a sandwich from that place once.
Can we know what a Borkin Chorkin is?
It is a Scandinavian thick bitch who is good at giving face parties. A Borkin Chorkin.
Oh.
Oh.
You can even go to borkinchorkin.edu and see some chunky muff.
That EDU?
It's a dot EDU.
So it's a school?
It's a school.
School, okay.
What is that?
School of muff.
Okay, sorry about that.
The FDA allows up to 750 million pus cells for every liter of milk.
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Who knows what's in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and who knows how big that actually is.
I remember reading Fast Food Nation, and they were describing how much pus was coming out of certain cows because of all of the hormones that were fed to it.
Oh, it's like 90% of what we eat.
That's what it was in my mind.
That's what cottage cheese is.
And cheese curds.
Pus nuggets.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. There are 200-plus bodies on Mount Everest. There's maybe more. But many of them are used as waypoints for other climbers.
Yeah, green boots.
Yeah, that's one of the famous ones.
Famous crazy. One, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, Dougie from the movie that died in the most hilarious of ways. He went crazy, tore his clothes off, and jumped.
That is hilarious.
It was at the time. Mm-hmm. Dougie, no!
Dougie. Since 1950, the United States has lost at least 6 nuclear weapons. Lost.
Yeah, didn't they drop a few right off the coast of South Carolina?
One might have been off the coast. I know one definitely was over land, and it just didn't explode. Would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
At any time, our entire planet can be wiped out by a singular gamma burst, and we wouldn't have an instant of notice.
That one doesn't bother me at all.
NASA has also admitted they would have trouble seeing a comet or asteroid from the direction of the sun.
Yeah, it's like when you're driving.
If we're not gonna know, I don't care. Yeah. I'm with you, Joe. Sorry.
Bicyclist in the road. Mm-hmm.
Just can't see. Yeah, like if you can't see them, it doesn't count.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
JK.
This is one that I don't like. You can randomly twist in such a way that you slice open your spinal cord sheath and depressurize your skull, forcing your brain to sag onto your spine.
Oh.
Like that Neanderthal.
Oh, man. Well, I hope
this
to
has happened.
Not twist enough to do that.
This has happened to George Clooney and Steve Kerr, the basketball coach.
Oh.
It's not fatal, and it can normally be treated by patching the tear with the patient's own blood. The pain is so bad that patients often kill themselves. Clooney says that he is sure that he thought about doing so.
Wow.
I assume that was the same time that he found out brain fluid dipping out of his nose when he did the CIA movie.
That's yuck. So gross.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
What happens to whales and dolphins when they get old?
They drown.
Oh,
they reach a point where they are no longer strong enough to swim to the surface anymore to breathe and start to slowly sink into the cold, dark depths of the ocean until they suffocate or die from the overwhelming pressure.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. They just get squished or suffocate.
Yeah.
Into the abyss.
They've lived long enough at that point.
Now the
maybe.
I mean,
what if they just got tired?
Yeah, that's all you got. I mean, that's all you could say about it, really. I mean,
okay, would you rather do that or end up on a beach and blown up in Oregon? Or
oh, it definitely
Washington?
End up on a beach.
Yeah, that one was already dead.
At least you get a park.
That's true.
Yeah. At least you didn't suffocate.
Well, maybe.
He dried out. He dehydrated.
I technically don't know how that one died.
Oh, they're showing a reporter going down that dangerous slide, but now they've added enough friction that it's just boring.
Well, they were just showing the proper way to do it. As long as you remain leaning forward, then it keeps your momentum down. I mean, God, that... slide again, the crazy big slide in
so many
Belle
angles.
Isle oh, next to Detroit.
Ouch. Boink.
It's a big park and it's a big slide, and everyone is getting their spines broken. Everyone doing the Clooney.
Mm-hmm. The slogan on New Hampshire license plates, "Live free or die," is put there by prison inmates who are made to do it, with each one they stamp being another suicide suggestion.
Oh, wow.
Never thought of it that way. Hopefully they don't.
No.
There's a tiny epoxy shield inside of a soda can. Otherwise, the soda would
corrode
the can in 3 days.
That's cool that we then drink it.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's an excellent toilet bowl or sink cleaner.
Mm-hmm. How about this? The human heart creates enough pressure when it pumps out of the body to squirt blood. How far?
1,000 miles.
Steve opens with a bid of 1,000 miles.
I was going to say 25 feet.
Howings goes with a similar number of 25 feet.
No way.
So we have 25 feet and 1,000 miles.
I'm going to go with 100 feet.
100 feet.
Oh, man, I don't know.
You're underbidding.
I mean, doesn't it matter how big the hole is? You know, it's like a pressure washer. Shoots farther if the nozzle is small.
Yeah. What if you're a really tiny person? I'll bet you could get a blood squirt to the moon.
Or is it just like straight out of it?
The heart creates enough pressure when it pumps outside of the body. So it's coming out of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So out of the one of either the aorta or some other fancy thing.
I see. I'll say 10 feet.
Okay. Howings is the closest, 30 feet. That's the answer. Steve is second closest with 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I didn't do the math.
How many elephants?
To the moon with Oreos.
Yeah. Measurement must be compared to Oreos, elephants, or Pringles cans.
Otherwise, it just doesn't count. You're absolutely right.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America. Discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.